the consent agenda?
Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second to approve the consent agenda. Are we ready to vote? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, you have the same privilege. Seeing none, the motion stands approved. Passed. There's nothing on the public hearing. Actually, we can move on down the agenda to item J, which is semi-annual report for customer service. At this time, Jim?
And Susan will give us that brief report. Good afternoon.
Just as you know, we always have a lot going on, so it's difficult to narrow it down in customer service, but these are some things that we'd like to highlight this time, and we'll go through each one. So the TOHO transition, it is complete. The data was transferred as scheduled. The deposits and all the interest has been transferred, which was about $2.3 million. The write-offs have been split at the collection agencies. We had to go to the collection agencies and split the two companies so that they could put their portion with their collection agency. We did do some call tracking to assist them while they were going through this transition. So for 8 weeks prior and for 7 weeks after, we tracked the calls and the reasons of the calls. We logged about 1,212 calls. And the top three topics that customers were concerned about, the first one was questions and concerns about receiving two separate bills. The next one was the date. They wanted to verify the date that it was going to occur. And then all of the rest of the calls were pretty much, what is this and why? So we did track those for them and shared that with TOHO so they could respond to customers. The pre-transition, they had sent out one communication in English only, and we had received a lot of inquiries from our Spanish-speaking customers that needed translation. And so from then on, they learned from that and started sending things out in both languages. So it was very helpful to help the customers through the whole thing. There's a few loose ends on their end. We had surety bonds that covered the deposit requirements for both companies. So those customers had to actually get rid of those surety bonds and get new surety bonds, two separate ones, one for TOHO and one for KUA. And that's moving along. And then we have one loose end, and that is really, we still have some shells. The backs of our bills still include information about TOHO, but we're gonna use them anyway. We're not going to throw them away. We have about 2 more months' worth, and then the shells will be cleaned up, and that won't be included on there anymore. So complete check. As you know, I'm constantly encouraging our employees to look for ways to make things more efficient and effective. So over the last 6 months, we've had 28 of those ideas that came from employees. Some of those improvements helped us through the transition, which directly helped our customers. And we continue making updates to using our mobile for our work orders. And AMSCOT payments, we now have the receipts the customer get has a code where when they read that code to us, we can tell the amount that the customer actually paid and the date that it was paid just by the code. So that's very helpful as well. That way we don't have to try to call AMSCOT and wait for them to answer the phone and verify payment. All right, net metering, this is where we are. We're up to 75 now. We do continue to report this to the FMPA every month, and we still have those same three customers that I told you last time that they don't put anything back on the system. One is a school installation, and it's really there just for education. One doesn't work, and the other one, the customer uses everything that they generate. All right, here we go. Something near and dear to our hearts. June of 2016 was the very first time that the Roundup collections exceeded the donations of employees and customers. Wow. It was almost double. Wow. So we have also experienced our very last guest. We've experienced our last match from TOHO, so now it's only matched by KUA. And we've created a quick step so that when our employees are doing the move-in for customers, it's very easy for them to click on one button and sign customers up for Roundup as they're initiating service with us. So we're doing everything we can to try to increase participation in this. Overall, this kind of shows you where we are year to year. We're pretty much on track. But again, a lot more of the donations have been coming from Roundup than from anything else. All right, there was an inquiry a few months ago about our third-party notification. And yes, we've always had it. We have about 467 customers that use this and have someone else get a copy of their bill or their delinquent notices or both. Usually it's been property managers or owners. Sometimes it's relatives. So we've been promoting this in different ways. We began promoting it for loved ones. You can see here on social media. We did a new news release today touching on the kids are going back to school. Parents, if you want to get a copy of the bill to make sure it gets paid, that might be a good idea. And it's scheduled to be presented in the Q4 script and also in the newsletter in September. So we are making sure people know that that's available to them. So, you know, I always have to hit on this. So billing, we're still at 99.99% accuracy. We do continue working with our customers that are having problems or experiencing challenges. We average 7,200 payment arrangements a month, and a little over 77% of those are kept. 20% of our customers are getting late notices, but we're only disconnecting 1%. So they're paying after they get the late notice. And we did identify 41 tampering cases during this last 6 months. The website's launched. We're excited. We've had a lot of activity on the site. You can see up on the screen. We found it very interesting that the source, because our previous site wasn't designed for mobile users, and we all kind of thought that a lot of our customers didn't have mobile devices, but as you can see, there's an awful lot of people accessing our site through mobile devices, so that was great news. We are continuing to tweak it, and also it is ADA compliant now, which I guess if you hover over pictures, it will explain what it is and so on and so forth. That's some of what's going on in customer service.
Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me ask one quick question.
Sir.
One of the biggest challenges whenever I first started sitting in this seat was the losses. You've made them disappear, young lady.
Not alone.
I know that. But I think if there's anything to be said for the effort put forth by the staff here, that's a big nut to crack.
Right.
And I think you guys have done an amazing job with it. I really do. And, you know, I don't hand out plaudits very often, so they may mean something.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. That is a good milestone. That takes us to Agenda K, Item K. Here the attorney.
I have nothing for the good of the order tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That's quite interesting.
And unusual.
Well, usually I reserve that as your Christmas present.
General Manager.
Yes, you received these reminders. I also want to remind you that on the 19th of October, the same night as the day of the Quarter Century Club, we will have a dedication of the Hansel plant at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And mark your calendars. It should be a good event.
What day is that?
October 19th,
3 p.m. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
That takes us to Director Gant.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Director Van Meter?
I'm just very proud of the team we have and the work, what they've been doing with for us. And I want to thank everybody, Susan, your team, and actually everybody that's a team member on KUA. They're making us proud.
It's always so hard to follow you with thank yous because you do such a good job. Thanking our team members.
Well, you
makes
can
you just feel warm
that.
And fuzzy.
That's right.
Director Thacker?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Director
Arvino. I just want to continue thanking Mayor Neighbor here for all the nice things that he did while he was in office. We all appreciate it. We see the city getting more beautiful than ever, and I know it's because of your hand in there. So thank you, Mayor.
Well, the interesting thing about the political process is nobody does anything by themselves.
I know.
And I have had the honor of serving both on the county commission for 12 years, back when we were all younger, and now for the city almost 10 years. So I've been really blessed with good people to work with who shared a long-term vision and for the most part didn't make fools of themselves. There's a few exceptions. But that's history, and you can't go back and fix history. So moving forward is the way to go. Thank you for your kind words. And the party's going to start at 5, so you don't want to be late if it doesn't rain too hard.
Mayor, I too thank you for all of your support, leadership, engagement, your humility to our Kissimmee family as a whole and everyone. And as always, again, following Director Van Meter, it's just a wonderful place to be on a team like the KUA team. So thank you to each staff member. And Susan, thank you for being an integral part of eliminating that loss.
She's my hero. She's saved my life more times than you can imagine.
Okay, so board, our next item is management review. We can move into it or we can do something else. Director Bing.
Yes, I would like to put off the management review until September. Although I think it may have to be October because I have spoken with Mr. Welsh and it may affect the performance review, so I'd like to put it off.
Okay. Is that a motion?
I would like discussion.
Okay, you like the discussion? So, board, director,
you will need a second. You will
need a second for discussion.
You need a second for discussion?
Okay. Before we go to a motion, Director Van Meter has made a request.
I will move.
That's good. Say you said you initially said you would like to discuss.
I know. I will move. So if like you need to discuss. Have a motion for discussion, then I will move that we move this to September.
Okay.
There's need a second for discussion. I think.
Yes.
Okay. There's a motion to discuss putting off the review until the October meeting.
Huh?
Is it, you said October meeting?
September.
September?
But somebody else might have something to say about that, so.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded to put off the review, the management review, until the September meeting. Is there any unreadiness? Director Gann.
Why?
Because I'm not ready to do it yet. I'm going to put it off.
Okay.
How are you going to get better ready?
Well, Jim and I had a discussion yesterday, and I feel that I don't want to do this until September.
Okay. Director Thacker?
And Jim and I have had some discussion, too, and I don't disagree at all, but I would request that we do it October instead of September because I'm going to have to FaceTime to the September meeting, and it's really difficult to hear, and I keep up with most things, but I don't feel like I can fully participate in a discussion.
Okay. Director Urbina, did you have any?
No. In September or October would be fine with me.
Okay. And
I will accept a change of motion.
Okay. So Director Urbina offered a friendly amendment to the motion. It's been the motion to modify the motion to October.
I'll second that.
Okay, you accept the amendment as well. Okay, so that the new motion on the floor is to move the management review from today to the October meeting. It was moved and properly seconded. We're having discussion at this point, or unreadiness discussion. I could go today, so I don't have any reservations. I'm just offering my 2 cents in terms of discussion. But I will, honor the will and pleasure of the board.
Moving it to October obviously takes me out of that discussion and a new person into it that won't have any influence on the system. So if that's your choice, if that's why you're moving it to October, then I can understand that. But otherwise, you're taking me out of the...
That was not my
I did. And that's not my issue either. It's just that I don't feel like I can fully participate in September. So
you're not going to be here?
I'm going to FaceTime. I won't be. I'll be here computer.
But not in person?
Not in person.
Okay. I
may not be here either of those times.
I feel this is an important, going forward, this would be an important decision to be made, and we need to put it off for a while.
Okay. So, board member, director, again, you have any more discussion?
I'm going to vote against the motion because it's taking me out of the discussion. So,
I understand. That's your will and privilege. Sure. Okay. So, at this time, the motion on the floor is to delay the agenda item management review to the October meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say aye.
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 Can I ask a question?
It's already been voted on.
Well, it's actually a tie because she didn't actually say which way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard her say aye.
We need to clarify that, Mr. Chairman. What was the vote?
2-2. I understood the vote to be 2-2. I did not hear Director Urbina vote. Did you vote or?
No.
Okay, she didn't vote.
The question is, in the management review, what are we talking about in the management review? Is it just the evaluation?
The management review is the whole process that we go through where we evaluate Jim. We normally do it at this meeting. There's a motion to move it from this meeting to the October meeting. Initially, the September meeting, I understood and could support, but the October meeting, I don't want to take Director Gann out of it, so I voted no, but you're free to vote as you please.
Can I ask a question? Can we go back on this?
We have to complete the vote, I believe.
We have to complete the vote. Director Urbina has to vote one way or the other.
So, and understand this, I can't influence your vote, so I need you.
You can't.
Yeah, I need you. You should
retake the vote, in my opinion, Mr. Chairman.
Board members, at this time, the motion on the floor, we are actually going to reconduct the vote again to make sure that we have an accurate account on the vote. All those in favor of the motion to move the management review agenda item from this meeting to the October meeting, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the motion fails 3-2 to not remove it from this agenda to the October meeting.
Can I go back to my original motion?
You can move because that was amended. You can
at
you
this
can
time.
That motion.
I will entertain any other motions if there be any.
Well, I move that we put this on the set, put it off until September.
Okay. Is there a second? Seeing none, the motion dies.
Okay, you can do it today if you want to.
Well, I have to leave. I think I let y'all know that in writing today.
Okay. Forward. We have to move forward, board members. I could have supported that. All right. Let's move on to agenda L, management review.
Can he give his numbers before he leaves?
If he so wishes.
I have never once participated.
He has never once participated.
Because he doesn't work for me. If he did, I'd be all over it. But he doesn't.
Okay. So at this time, Director Swan has departed. We can go in any order that board members see fit. If anyone is willing to go first, speak up or I I guess.
You start with Director Urbina. She's the first one on the list.
Would you mind, Director Urbina, starting off with?
Okay. To make it fast and simple.
It's your call.
I just don't go in to indicate the number.
Yes. You don't, whatever you, however you want to, hopefully your end result is a number. But if you want to say something or if you want to.
Okay, I go 4, A4, B4, C3, D4, and E3.
I'm having a technical difficulty entering those numbers here.
No,
you want to? Can you enter them over there? Okay, go ahead. Could you? It's 4, 4.
3, 4, and 3.
3, 4, 3. Okay.
Okay. I will go next, Director Hardy. 4, 4, 4. Let me check this. 3 and 3. Okay. Director Thacker?
Well, I've always pretty much given ratings like y'all have, but I see some differences, and I see some issues, and it's very hard to make things fit this form because, and I've said that every year, so I don't know how to reflect what my concerns are. I've talked to Jim. Jim feels that he's better than ever, and I don't feel that. I looked a lot at what his subordinates had questioned on their form, and I think some of their concerns are the same ones that I have. Listens well and effectively, and I don't think it's just hearing. Open to constructive feedback, not on site enough, considers the impact of actions and decisions on others, puts team success ahead of individual success, handles change well, effectively deals with conflict and challenges. Those were areas where people expressed more concern, and it still wasn't. They weren't saying he never does anything and he's all in the wrong on these. So I don't know exactly how to take this form and reflect my concern.
Those reports you're giving are from the staff?
Yes. Yes. And part of the problem is I haven't had this until I got here, so I haven't had a real good time to coordinate things. If I look at dependability, frequently Jim has to deal with things over again and seems confused and seems to have forgotten things and that kind of stuff. So I have a hard time saying dependability is exceeding our standards or even that it usually exceeds standards. I would almost at this point have to go with a 1 there. I just don't know how to make these things fit. Job knowledge, that's even harder because I don't know from the inside his job knowledge here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to rate that one. I almost feel like I need to leave it blank, at least for now. Teamwork, based on the comments of subordinates, I'd call that a 2. Leadership, again, based on the subordinates that are with him every day, I'd call that a 2. Customer relations, I'd call that a 3. So I do feel like I've seen changes with Jim over the years. I mean, I've been here 6 years now, and while some concerns have grown, they haven't hit the level of me needing to go talk to Jim until recently.
I understand.
So.
Well, you successfully completed four of the categories, and
job knowledge.
You're entitled to, when it comes to dependability or job knowledge or however it may be of the categories, to weigh in as you see fit and, you know, really assist with helping the board complete the process as we.
Well, if I have to put a number there, I guess I'd put a 2. Handles job satisfactorily, has some knowledge of the needs of others in the workforce and community in general, which he certainly does.
Okay.
It's reflected by comments that that's not always present. So.
Okay. Thank you. Director Van Meter?
Well, after last month's meeting and the concerns that Mayor Swan brought up, I had to do a lot of reflecting. It was a very difficult time because, as I told Jim yesterday, I've known him for 30 years and have been friends with him and his wife forever. And I have to say that I had to really search my soul as has it changed to the point. And I have to say that I share the fact that I've seen some changes. As of last year when we started with the hullabaloo about Barry Moline and some of the inconsistencies of statements that were made, whether they were true, false, or in between, I felt that we as a board were put in the middle of a very bad situation because of the way it was handled, and Jim was part of that handling. I think he put his staff in a bad position because of what some of the statements he made. And I've had to look out over the years, and Jim has great knowledge. He has great job knowledge. I have nothing. He's been great. He's put a great team together. I'm thinking at this point that, and this is why I wanted to put it off in September, because when I talked to him yesterday, in our conversation, I asked him to take a month and think about whether it was time to retire or not. I didn't want to bring it up today because I felt that out of respect for him, I would leave it for a month and let him think about it, talk to his wife about it, and see how he felt. I just think that at this point he has not set a good example for staff because he has maybe changed some things around a little bit in his flavor. I think what threw me last year, and I told him this yesterday, is when we sat at lunch and I said, well, you've been manipulating people. And he said, yeah, and I'm proud of it. And that shocked me because I don't think he should be proud of being a manipulator. And so all this put in, and I said all this to him yesterday, I can give him 2s and then maybe a 1 in leadership because I don't think he has not set a good example for his employees because of how he's handled some of the situations. And I do, and I think Director Thacker has picked up on some things too that during presentations he's forgotten people's names, and there's just certain things during the meetings that show that it might be time for him to retire and going forward. So. So I would have all 2s and 1-1. 1 being leadership.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
The last one was
said today.
Okay. The last one was a 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Director Van Meter, for sharing your insight and sentiments. It's good team work to at least let us know. Director Gant?
I think our responsibility is to oversee the overall operation of this organization. And the organization as a whole, the operation, I don't think has changed that much. Obviously, we get older, all of us do. But then it actually becomes easier sometimes to do the work that we've done with some distress in the past. So, I mean, all the things and ideas that we put forward for him to accomplish, and now we put numbers to those that are greater in number. He accomplished all those during the year. So the operation has been accomplished, what we set him out to do. So I don't see how I can downrate him in any of those characteristics. You know, sure, I mean, I'm a lot older than he is, and I'm sure I've lost a bunch. But my reasoning in this situation hasn't changed a whole lot. So mine are all fours. Okay. He accomplished what we asked him to do. I don't know what else you would put on the table that you'd ask more of. And it's our responsibility to do this, not reflection of what staff thinks about it. Sometimes it gets individual. You know that.
Okay, board members, we have completed the numerical scoring. And it looks like our weighted rating is an overall 3. Although there's a calculation for improved percent of increase, and looks like that's a 3 as well. Or what happened? 3%? Or what was... No. Wasn't it something in that field?
It was there just as a test. That's what you decide upon at this point. Oh. In other words, the 6% is in the box above there is what's calculated, and that's in your procedure you set that as the maximum increase, and then you decide what increase you would like to make.
Okay. Summary where we are. We've shared our sentiments regarding the general manager. I myself, in the areas of dependability, you know, been able to call Jim and he's been responsive. I know there may be some challenges with that we, the board, have identified. We need to complete the review process. We still thereafter can address expectations. Director Van Meter did give direction to Jim between him and her. If the board feels that we can do something different with that direction, this is the time to, after we address the increase, that would be the time to do so. So the calculated increase is 6%. Board, what's your will and pleasure? We don't have to do 6%. We said this is sort of a calculation that indicates the maximum that we would do. But we, the board, can do as we see fit. So board members, what's your will and pleasure regarding the calculated increase? Yes, Director Urbina.
Okay, since I didn't give any comments with my rating, I'd like to elaborate a little bit.
Please.
First of all, I do the rating based on what these items mean to me. And dependability is when you can actually depend on a person to perform whatever task you ask them to perform. And I agree with Dr. Gant that we have asked Jim to perform a task and he has developed, you know, he has completed it. He has the dependability that we can trust. And that gives him my 4. Job knowledge, I don't think that I can judge his knowledge any lower after 30 years of service in the company successfully. I trust his judgment in when it comes to making a decisions for KUA because I think he has the knowledge to do so. I took away points in the teamwork because of some of the faults that we discovered that we judge him with that spoke to him about it a few meetings back. I think the leadership that I was thinking about here had to do with community, us, the company, more so than just her, the employees, the staff. And I think he does have a little bit of leadership in there, except for the fact that I think he's hiding now. He's no longer up front in the community, getting involved and doing the things that maybe he should be doing as the CFO. He's behind Chris and behind human relations and things like that. Now he's no longer up front, and I think he should be. And maybe that four is a strong three, and not really a four in my case. But and then customer relations is the same thing. I think it's the VP and all the staff handles anything that has to do with customers, not necessarily Jim. But he's the head, and therefore he gets credit for what the other ones do, and they get credit for what he does, and therefore that's my three. We are rating him for his performance of the past 12 months, and based on the rating, I do not agree to give him a six. I think that if the staff received a three for the past performance, that he should get either the same or lower. I do not agree with the six. So my vote in here is that he gets a 3%. The other thing about his retirement and whether or not he should be here any longer and whatever, I think is a completely different topic that we should talk about it outside the evaluation of the past year. Because there, every one of us have a lot to say about his performance or what we think is right for the future of Gateway.
Okay, thank you, Director Vina. And
is that a motion?
No, I'm sorry. What's the motion?
You want to move it 3%?
Well, I do, yes.
Okay, and I was going to weigh in when she said 3%. I was going to say, you know, I didn't really go through each area and explain each area. I mean, I could do that for the benefit of the board. But overall, when it comes to performance reviews, one of the things that I've been taught by the state is to look at it from the perspective of when behavior adjusts, we need to address it sooner than the day of review. What I can say is that any time a person of being reviewed is rated above fair, it's a good review. So even in the sake of getting a one, which equals fair, we all want fours. But when you look at getting a one, it is still a good review. So, you know, there's still good positive reviews on this review process. And as Director Urbina said, once we complete this review process, we can move forward with addressing any other, you know, long-term interests of KUA or how, you know, we believe Jim should be addressed thereafter. Director Urbina mentioned a 3%. I kind of believe in keeping it where it was last year. I think it was 5%, I think it was. I definitely don't want to go up to 6, especially with the concerns being mentioned.
I'm going to second her motion.
She actually did motion. So if you want to.
She just moved it 3%.
Mm-hmm. She did.
You did?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I apologize. She moved 3%. Is there a second for?
She seconded it.
Okay. It's been moved and properly seconded to award 3%. Is there any discussion on readiness? Director Gant,
you have something to say, but I'll wait till after the vote on this. It doesn't apply to the 3%.
Okay. Are you ready to vote? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On the 3%. The motion on the floor is to give Jim 3%. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's two. All those opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the motion fails. Do you still want to comment now, or do you want to readdress?
Well, my comments, yeah, and it might influence the percentage, but I see some problems on the board, and that troubles me, you know, really moving forward. And whether it's in September or after I'm gone, it makes no difference. But I think this board should have a general discussion like we've been having today. And like Ethel brought forward. And once it's decided where Jim is going to continue as such, then I would hope that all the board members would accept that as part of the issue and move forward, not let things brew in the background because of how you feel about it. But if the board votes on something to proceed forward, then the organizations need, organization structure needs that support. So whether we, you know, that can come in October, actually, I suppose, if you want to, with a new board member. But it'll be hard for him to participate. He's been around for a while, and he understands what's going on possibly. But yet at the same time, you understand, a board functions as a board, not as individuals. And so if three of us up here vote for some direction, then five of us needs to take that direction.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I can appreciate that and mm-hmm. and personally understand that, because last board meeting, I was in the shortcomings of action that I thought potentially was, you know, but I realized, and if it wasn't, I said, there must be a team effort. And so I digressed and moved on, and I feel good today that, you know, it's sink in that, you know, this is not a time for that, you know. So I thank you for the wisdom of the board. And thank you, Director Gant.
Well, but
so,
looking at these numbers, it's obvious that some people have questions about the operation. Right. And I don't, that's each one of our individual responsibilities.
Right.
I don't take exception to that. I may not agree or do, that's my problem, my prerogative.
Right.
But once we decided, then this organization, for the good of the organization, needs to
move forward. Right. And that makes sense that we address this, and then after we've addressed this, we move on to what is the will and pleasure of the board thereafter. So, board, there's actually been three numbers mentioned. There was a 6% that's calculated. There was a 5% that was mentioned by me from last year. There was a 3% from a motion. So we need to approve an increase or take action.
I'll move 4% then.
There's been a motion for 4%. Is there a second? Okay, hearing none, that motion fails.
So what is on the table? Is a 5, a 4, a
no,
3?
No, I apologize.
A 6?
I should have clarified before I said that motion fails. What was on the table was 3%, which is the only motion that was made by you. It was second, and it did not pass. Then Director Gant motioned for 4%, which is this next item that was on the table, and there was not a second, so that motion died. It, you know, so it didn't fail, it just died as a result of not having a second. Did I clarify?
So what's
for you?
Next? Mm-hmm.
Director Thacker's next.
Well, when I look at the salary survey and the number of consumers we have, and we don't generate for ourselves at this point, and the NERC-FERC stuff is being handled by OUC, I really can't justify a raise at all, because over the years we've taken responsibilities and kept going up with salaries. So I just kind of feel like maybe now's the time to keep it stable where it is, which seems like a competitive number with other organizations, so I would move that we have no raise at this point.
There's a motion on the floor to do no raise at this point. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, let me, could I have a question?
There's a second now, so.
No second.
There is a second?
Yeah, Director Thacker has moved that there be no raise at this time. Director Urbina has second. Unreadiness. Yeah, unreadiness.
If you got a motion on the floor, I won't.
Okay. My personal unreadiness is that I do believe we should at least do something if we have review positive, but that's my unreadiness. My unreadiness is satisfied. Director Van Meter, you had unreadiness? Or?
Yes, I think this is why it was not my intention to bring this up today.
I understand.
I knew it would have thrown this all off. I feel that since with the rating we have given him, and if this is what we're going to go by, I think 3% would be a fair raise. I don't think zero is at all fair with what he's been evaluated. And because of some of my questions. I don't think I want to go to 4 or 5 or 6, but I definitely think that due to the evaluation, he certainly deserves something.
Okay. Director Gant?
That was what I was going to ask earlier, was to have him reconsider the first motion, and the prevailing numbers has to reinstate, but there's another motion on the floor now.
Right.
Unless okay. I can amend
so,
it.
So,
well, and I mean, I'm throwing out numbers because we couldn't agree anywhere, so I thought, let's see if 0 flies.
So here's our...
6, 5, 4, and 3 didn't, so...
So at this point, here's where we are. We
talking
are...
About...
Okay. Director Van Meter did call for the vote. There was another option, but we at this point, we have to go ahead and proceed with the vote. All those in favor of no increase, say aye. All those opposed, say aye. Or nay. Nay, I'm sorry. Nay.
Nay, yeah.
Nay. Okay, so that motion fails. The other option would have been to Director Thacker was just withdraw our motion and motion again or something.
And I could have done that.
Yeah, but thank you, Director Bermuda. That was, the call for the vote is a good privilege. It works my Robert Rules of Order, so.
How can we get 3% back on the floor?
Somebody makes a motion.
Whoever voted against the 3% needs to move to reconsider.
You were
yes,
one of the,
whoever voted yes. against it.
I'm moving to reconsider the 3%.
And I will second that.
It's been moved and probably second to reconsider the 3%. Any discussion on readiness? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Seeing none, the motion stands approved.
Okay, I move that we offer the general manager 3%.
I think that's
we
what
just
we
put
just
put it on the floor, reconsidered it.
We just voted
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, you voted to reconsider it.
Okay.
And so now.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a good procedural catch. Thank you,
very
Dr.
good,
Gant.
Very good Robert Rules of Order procedure.
Yep.
So what has happened, Board, we voted to reconsider. That passed. Now.
I just made a motion.
There
and
was
I
will
second it.
It's been moved and properly seconded to grant the general manager 3% increase. Or is there any unreadiness or discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Seeing none, the motion passes. So, board members, we have completed item L in terms of manager review. At this time, we will stand adjourned. And thank you, board members.